Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio. What's up, sports world? Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio, brought to you by All Day Sports USA. I'm your host, Coach Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day, the one who knows about the X's and O's.
And this is your man, Professor X Factor, a.k.a. Angry Man. Take out your textbooks, take a peek, shut your ass. Hey, throw ass down in the back. And don't be passing no notes.
Unless you want to go to Oshak Hennessy's office.
Hey, make America great again, people. Make America great
again. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to episode 50 of Locker Room Talk Radio, bringing you the real raw radio for the real sports fan. The number to call into the show is 858-777-8433. Make sure you call into the show, let your voice be heard, and make sure you press 1 on your mobile device, and you will be heard live. I want to give a shout-out to our brother, man, Executive Q Dragfoot, you know what I'm saying, that's in the building. He should be calling in momentarily. He is going to be at tonight's matchup in Philadelphia, against the New York Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. So he should be calling in momentarily. But if not, like I said, man, make sure you're safe out there, Executive. But here at Locker Room Talk Radio, we like to open up each show with a segment called Dominant Athletes Media News, or what we like to call here at Locker Room Talk Radio, Damn. Yeah. Boy, it was a very interesting weekend, man. A lot of things going on in the National Football League, man. A lot of crazy games yesterday, man. Just to go ahead and give an overview, man, of what's going on around the league. 49ers center, Weston Richburg is out for the year due to injury. Also, Richard Sherman will be missing a couple of weeks for the San Francisco 49ers. Seahawks, Rashad Penny, running back, is out for the season, remainder of the season, with an ACL tear. The Kansas City Chiefs head coach Ed Reed said Mahomes does not have a broken hand and he will be just fine. He injured his hand in yesterday's bout against the Patriots, which we will be talking about today because we got a lot of things to discuss on the Patriots. They are back in the news again and again and again. I'm just saying, when there's smoke, there's usually fire, but a lot of people don't like to hear that. But we're going to save that, though. We're going to just go ahead and recap these scores from yesterday. First of all, let's just go down. Best. Go down the list. Yesterday's games, yesterday's matchups. Well, Thursday's matchup between the Dallas Cowboys and the Chicago Bears. Dallas loses to Chicago 24-31. Yesterday's games. You know what I said? The Bears beat the damn Cowboys 31-24. Yesterday's games, the Panthers fell to the Atlanta Falcons 40-20. The Buccaneers beat the Colts 38-35 in a close matchup. The Jets beat the Miami Dolphins 22-21. The 49ers and the Saints, which we're going to talk about that game as well, which was a back-and-forth classic. 48-46. The 49ers were victorious. The Minnesota Vikings beat the Detroit Lions 20-7. The Broncos, this was a surprise. The Broncos beat the Houston Texans 38-24. The Ravens, close nail biter game against the Buffalo Bills 24-17, which we will be discussing that game as well. The Bengals fall short to the Browns 27-19. The Packers go and beat the Redskins 20-15. The Jaguars got shellacked. You hear me? Shellacked. About the San Diego Chargers, man. 45-10. The Steelers beat the Cardinals 23-17. The Titans beat the Raiders 42-21. The Chiefs beat the Patriots 23-16. And also, the Rams beat the Seahawks 28-12. So, now, what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my God. Okay. Because I know I'm about to start an argument here. Well, I ain't going to start an argument. But you know what, man? It is what it is. Like I said, where there's smoke, there's fire. Patriots are in the news once again. Supposedly stealing signals from other teams. Again, that's the word on the street, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go ahead and play this clip here, courtesy of ESPN. And basically what they're saying is that the NFL is investigating New England Patriots video crew at a Bengals and Browns game, at the Bengals and Browns game. Sources say that it was a feature shoot. That's what ESPN is reporting, allegedly. Let's take a listen to this clip, courtesy of ESPN, and then me and Professor are going to talk about it. Here you go.
All right. Adam Schefter reporting a short time ago that this is that the Patriots have a feature called Do Your Job, where they film various different around their organization doing their jobs. And that there was a feature on an advanced scout at the game that they're playing the Bengals this week.
So obviously he's scouting the Bengals, game. Right.
And that the Patriots video crew was credentialed through the Cleveland Browns to video him doing his job as an advanced scout. Now, what we know is that the Bengals saw somebody in a Patriots, you know, golf shirt or whatever, some kind of Patriots logo on his clothes with a video camera and said, well, this is, you know, this is no good. They might be shooting our sideline. We got to take a look at this. So they've confiscated the video. They've sent it to the league for investigation. What we're hearing is that it's a misunderstanding that the Patriots, they're credentialed to the Browns. Maybe they should have alerted the Bengals. But obviously, eyebrows go up because in 2007, right, the Patriots found guilty of filming the Jets sideline from an illegal location. They were docked a first-round draft pick, so it harkens back to that. There's no indication that that's what's going on here based on what we're learning right now. But again, all the information's coming in quickly, and obviously this is the kind of thing that's going to require the league. If any team did it, if any team asked for an investigation involving a potentially nefarious videotaping situation, the league would have to act. Because it's Patriots, obviously it's going to get more attention.
Right, and this person was in the press box at the time, right?
Just we don't know that they were filming the sideline.
Right. But they were in
the
press box.
They were supposedly filming the scout doing, you know, an advanced scout sits in the press box with binoculars and writes stuff down, so they're supposedly filming him doing that. So more on this as we learn.
Now, I also want to bring to everybody's attention, as far as the game, a lot of people on social media are upset because they felt that the Patriots, well, a lot of Patriots fans were upset because they felt like they were being robbed of a touchdown during that game. Also, my thing at the end of the day is, ladies and gentlemen, can you give me 1 second because I got my man, executive, that's calling me right now. Executive, I am on the air right now, but I let everybody know. It's not letting anybody through. We are on the air, sir. We are on the air. Yes, we are on the air. Yes, me and Professor right now are on the air. Yes, I can hear it. I'm talking. Wow. Wow. Wow, that's crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let everybody know who's listening to the show. My man executive is trying to call into the show, and it is not letting him through, and I'm not understanding why. But I don't know, executive. I don't know what that's all about. Like I said, I got Professor on the line, and I got two other people right now who's listening to the show right now. So I'm not even yet. Okay. Well, I got you. All right, man. Definitely try back. One. That's crazy, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize for that pause, but let me get back to what I was talking about. So, what was I saying, Professor? Oh, yeah. N'Keal Harry caught a short pass from Tom Brady and appeared to stretch for the ball over the pylon for a touchdown. But N'Keal Harry was ruled to have stepped out of bounds at the 3-yard line. And New England eventually settled for a field goal. That's from Yahoo Sports. Now, the reason why I'm bringing all this together is because a lot of Patriots fans were upset because they felt like they were cheated in that game and they didn't get the call their way. And he didn't step out of bounds and it was a touchdown. But I just got to say this. At the end of the day, it's unfortunate, but it does happen. Because guess what? You're not the only team who had a missed call in a pivotal moment in a game and cost them the whole entire game. You're not the only one. I remember a guy by the name of Dez Bryant who caught the ball over the end zone, and they got robbed. I also remember a 2002 New York Football Giants team who they robbed us from an NFC Championship game and said that they made the wrong call because our offensive lineman was a legal man downfield. You ain't the only one. And I get it. You're frustrated. I was frustrated too. I get all that. But at the end of the day, my thing is this. You know, usually what happens is when you got bad clouds around you, you know what I'm saying, bad karma and things keep happening and it's always you at the bottom of the barrel, you know, you can't complain about not getting the call, but now all of a sudden you're investigated again by the same crime that you was accused of before. It's not a good look for you, New England. But, Professor, your thoughts about the clip that we heard earlier about the alleged videotape.
You want my thoughts? Here are my thoughts. Yeah, because New England needs to steal calls from the Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati fucking Bengals.
Hey.
Yeah, because if New England's going to steal calls from anybody, it's going to be the Cincinnati fucking Bengals. Is that what we're talking about?
Not you specifically,
but there are somebody else out there that's going to try that shit. No.
Okay.
Not the Browns and the Bengals.
Okay.
That's not going to further the cause of the Patriots at all.
Got you.
Stealing calls from the Browns and the Bengals? Ooh. The Bengals are so awesome this year. We have to steal their hand. Shut the fuck up, please.
Real quick, Professor, just to let everybody know that don't know, the reason why they were there because the New England Patriots play the Bengals next week. Just wanted to clarify that. But go ahead.
Yeah. Whoever is getting ready to try to claim that New England feels that they need to steal calls from the fucking Bengals, you officially have won the Sit the Fuck Down Award for the remainder of this season. You have won had you told me they videotaped the Chiefs, and if you had told me they videotaped the 49ers, had you told me they videotaped the Baltimore fucking Ravens, I would have bought it. but not the Bengals and the fucking Browns. No, they weren't trying to steal your fucking hand signals. You don't need to when Andy Dalton is going to give us the game anyway. Are you shitting me? If I'm the Patriots, right, that's how I would look at it. You know Andy Dalton's going to get a fucking game away, right? Great. We don't need to steal the hand signals. The only hand signal we need to be worried about, did Andy Dalton just throw the ball? All right, go get it. You ain't got to run far. It's coming right to you.
Mm.
The fucking Bengals. And it's Andy fucking Dalton.
Man, look.
You shitting me? They don't have no damn Lamar Jackson over there in Cincinnati. What the fuck I need to steal your hand signals for? Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? How many games Cincinnati won this year?
If I'm not mistaken, I think one.
That's what the fuck
I'm doing. Might be true.
Next. They ain't beat but one motherfucking team. You think? Okay, I get it. New England's offense ain't what they were last year, but the Bengals are worse than they were last year.
Yeah.
The devil is a lie. They need to steal signals from the Bengals. The Bengals are going to destroy New England's playoff chances. Shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Nah, man. Look, man. Once again,
Whoever said that shit in Cincinnati, I want to know who the son of a bitch was that complained. They're stealing our hand signals. Like, who the fuck are you? Bengals. You're the Bengals. Wait, no, I'm not going to let that go. You're the fucking Bengals. When was the last time Cincinnati won a playoff game?
Oh, man, it's been forever, brother. It's been forever.
Yeah, Boomer Esiason was over that motherfucker. Yeah, You're the fucking Bengals.
It's been forever. Look, at the end of the day, man, like the reporter said, and I don't know the reporter, the gentleman's name, but just like he said, at the end of the day, it's just, had it been anybody else, it's still a bad thing. But just because it's them, because they've been accused before, it's just going to get looked at. But guess what?
Yeah, it's going to get looked at.
But this is the thing, though, and this is why I've been trying to tell everybody. At the end of the day, whether if you're a Patriot or not, or whether if you're a hater or not, at the end of the day, when you get caught doing something the first time, and they did get caught, and nobody could deny that, they did get caught. And so, you know, you can't get mad if somebody's looking at you like that again, if that's what you want. You know what I mean?
I don't think anybody would be mad about that, per se. That to me is more of a this because of who this complaint came from, it's more comical than any fucking thing. Like, are you shitting me? Are you fucking serious? So it's kind of like this. And granted, I do have to accept the fact that there in some instances I believe that there is validity in the statement where there's smoke, there's fire. But you know what happens when you put a fire out? Sometimes the smell lingers.
But it doesn't mean
that anything is burning. Because I promise you, I don't think Bill Belichick is worried about the Bengals. And after they just lost to Kansas City, they are probably going to blow Cincinnati the fuck out.
Gotcha.
Especially because they feel like the referees robbed them. Now, I didn't see the game. I saw reports that they feel like that many of the Patriots felt like two touchdowns were taken away from them. But I didn't see the game, so I don't know if from the standpoint of the naked eye, if the guy stepped out of bounds, or if he didn't step out of bounds. I have no idea. But I know all year long, for the past, how many seasons? Every season we done the damn show. There's been a problem with fucked up officiating. Every damn year. Every fucking year.
Mm-hmm.
The referees have got to do better, and the NFL has to find a way to hold referees accountable for blowing obvious calls on the field of play during game time.
Now, the reason why people were talking about two scores, and like I said, the one score with N'Keal Harry, that was a bad call. He didn't step out of bounds. It was close. very close. His foot was like right there, like right by the white chalk line.
But you could still see a little bit of green between his foot
right.
and the white.
Right. Oh, no, no. After they showed it, yeah, he was clearly
okay.
about. And so that was one call. So at the end of the day, that one I cannot dispute.
Wow.
However, the other one prior to that they were talking about was that Myers dropped a pass in the end zone, and the ball did hit the ground, and he never had possession of the ball, but they tripped about that. You know, well, it was two. It was one of the possible. No, there's no one of the possible. The first one, you know, he dropped the ball. He did not catch it. The second one, the killer Harry Getty.
Yeah, because now the rule now is that you have to continue to catch through the continuation of the play.
Right. Right. So at the end of the day, you know, and my thing is,
there's
like
still
I said
a little
before,
bit of gray, and there, even in that, there's still a little bit of gray area for passes caught in the end zone, because technically when the ball touches your hands and 2 feet get down in the end zone, the play is over.
Right.
That, at that moment, the play is supposed to be over. So whatever happens after that point shouldn't matter. But if you don't maintain possession of the ball and you hit the ground in the end zone, they're going to call it an incomplete pass. We know that from the Dez Bryant situation. We know that from the Calvin Johnson situation. We know that from a couple of Terrell Owens situations. So, I mean, it's not like that's a – but I can understand what the confusion is, because there is a gray area. Because it's like, okay, well, when does the play end in the end zone? Because if you're running the ball, if I get hit before I reach the goal line and I stretch the ball out, the play is over the minute that the ball is touching
the
goal line.
The goal.
And if I get hit after that and I fumble and the other team recovers, it doesn't matter because the ball crossed the plane. That's a touchdown.
Right.
But if you throw the ball in there and I catch the ball and my feet hit the ground, it's supposed to be a touchdown. But if somebody hits me after that and I drop the ball after that, then that's an incomplete pass. So it's a really weird – you understand what I'm saying? Like they officiate that in a very weird – and that was the complaint that we had with the Dez Bryant situation.
Mm-hmm.
And neither of us are Cowboy fans, but we was like, that's fucked up.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Word. But you know what? Let me just say this real quick, man, before we get into the New England game. First of all, I just want to shout out my man, Executive. You know what I mean? He's been trying to get on this line forever, man, and I don't understand why he can't. But, Executive, if you are listening, once again, me and Professor are here, and we're going to hold you down, man. And whoever your guest is with you, you know what I'm saying, trying to get on this line, man, tell them that we definitely are sorry, and we definitely want to make it up to them. But basically, our man, Executive, Chef Q Drakeford, is out in Philly right now, you know what I mean, as far as the game is concerned. And, I just don't understand why he can't get online. I just really don't understand. You know what I'm saying? But this is just crazy. But like I said, you're always here with us, Executive, so just to let you know. This game, I'm just going to touch on this game a little bit, man. Chiefs and the Patriots game, it was 23-16, and I'm going to just give you my take on it, because I did see part of the game, and then I went back a little bit of film. This game right here was pretty much a reincarnated Giants and Patriots game. And let me tell you what I mean by that. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs defense has never been stellar throughout the whole entire season. I don't know what it is that they took yesterday that turned
it
up a notch.
Yeah, they haven't been stellar since Derek Thomas was there.
But at the same time, we do know who their defensive coordinator is. That is the famous Steve Spagnuolo. For the ones that don't know who Steve Spagnuolo is, he used to be the New York Giants defensive coordinator.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you right now, last night's game looked just like New York Football Giants defense. They was everywhere. They pressured Tom Brady so bad in that pocket. Like, Tom Brady was 19 for 36 for 169 yards with one TD and one interception. I'm telling you right now, at the end of the day, man, he had nowhere to go. And guess what? There were even plays that I saw that receivers were getting separation. They just – he couldn't get the ball there because, once again, pressure was in his face. I mean, they did all type of stunts. They did all type – they did anything that you can imagine. They threw everything to the Patriots except the kitchen sink. It was just that type of game, man. And it was just – But that day, I don't know what it was, man. They just turned off the heat. But Patrick Mahomes was 26 for 40 for 283 with a touchdown and a pick as well. But the difference between Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady is that Patrick Mahomes was getting inside the pocket, outside the pocket. He had time to throw the ball. The receivers, you're talking about separating. Tyreek Hill killing them. Hardman killing them. Travis Kelce killing them.
You got sometimes when they'll get separation, but if they wait too late to get separation, by the time the pocket starts breaking down, like Troy Brown and them guys that didn't nobody know before they started catching touchdowns from Tom Brady, it wasn't so much that Tom Brady made them famous. It is and it isn't, because at least those guys knew how to run routes in an effective enough way where they could get separation in the secondary. But I don't give a shit who the quarterback is. The receivers can't get no separation. It's going to be mighty goddamn hard for you to win a game. That's why I was kind of surprised that Brady threw the ball as much as he did against Kansas City, considering the way that, you know, some of the stuff that I was looking at was talking about how he was pressured the entire game. Like, okay, well, I'm thinking maybe they should have ran the ball more, because that's the one area where Steve Spagnuolo coach defenses have a little bit of difficulty. They're not really designed to stop from running the ball. I remember the 2 years that the Giants beat the Patriots and Spagnuolo was over there. That was the complaint of every New York Giants fan. We've given up too many yards on the fucking ground. But for whatever reason, they chose to try to. I don't know if maybe that was just because it's Tom Brady that they tried to do it that way. But I would have thought. I mean, because, you know, if you go look at the beginning of that Giants Super Bowl, I think for a couple of plays, I can't remember if it was the first Super Bowl or the second one. But for the beginning of that Super Bowl, like the first series, New England ran the ball down New York's throat. You remember what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
They ran the ball down the Giants' throat. And I think, one, it caught the Giants off guard because they weren't prepared for the Patriots to come out and run the fucking ball. Two, it caught them off guard because from a defensive end standpoint, I mean, as good as Strahan was never the guy to rush toward the interior of an offensive line. Never. Not ever was Strahan that guy. Strahan was going to get on your outside shoulder and he was going to abuse the shit out of your offensive tackle. That's what Strahan did.
I got you.
So, well, when they ran zone blocking schemes up front, Spagnuolo's defense was hurt, because the only way you can stop it is if you got solid linebacker play. And the Giants don't have linebackers like that. I don't even know if the Chiefs.
Well, no, the Chiefs, like I said, their linebackers showed up yesterday, because I'm telling you, they were everywhere. They were in coverage. They were, like I said, in his face, a lot of knockdowns, a lot of hurried passes. I mean, they were.
Yeah, but
like
I'm talking about in terms of stopping the run.
Oh, stopping the run. Oh, actually, no, they actually did pretty good stopping the run. James White only had 33 yards. Buckhead only had
15. How many carries did they have?
Six carries for 33 yards. Rex Buckhead
with
7.
That's not enough. That's not enough. And that's what I'm saying. I'm wondering why New England didn't try to run the ball more. Like, I would have tried to. If you're getting destroyed by a pass rush.
Okay.
Just from a coaching standpoint, right? Let's say you're getting destroyed by a team's pass rush. That means that up front in that line, they got some speed. Typically, defensive lines that are that fast, they usually ain't that heavy. And you can usually abuse those guys in smash-mouth football. You can kind of put your head down and grind them down for 4 quarters. And by the time the fourth quarter comes, they tired.
Right.
I'm wondering why New England didn't run the ball more than what they did. 6 carries for one running back, 7 for the other one. That's 13 carries. Not enough. Not when your quarterback is throwing the ball 36 times and he's under pressure the whole game. Why are you doing that? Like, what the fuck? Like, I think that's probably a game where New England, where Belichick got outcoached. Now, I'm not saying that the missed calls didn't hurt him, but that sounds like a game where Belichick got outcoached.
Well, you know what I mean? I'm gonna tell you like this. You know, at the end of the day, like I said, we all know that New England, and I'm going to say this last point before I move on to the next one, though. But we all know that New England is not a running team at all. So, I mean, I'm really not surprised. I think maybe they could have ran the ball more. I agree with you on that. But I don't think they would have did it that much more because that's not their bread and butter. Their bread and butter is to spread you out. They go 3, 4, 5 wide receiver sets damn near every damn down. So, I just, like I said, at the end of the day, I think in this game right here, it just shows you. And just to also give you another tidbit, Professor, yesterday, a lot of the plays that the Chiefs were doing, especially when it came to on the ground game, they were inside the tackles, and I mean inside the guards. They did their thing in the middle of that new defense, man. I'm telling you that right now. They were just decimated. But
middle linebacker in New England kind of vanished a little bit. That's what that
deal. Yeah, they're going to be in the playoffs. We know that. But at the end of the day, like I said, you know, I just wanted to let everybody know out there in social media world that your team won't be the first and it won't be the last to have a missed call. And it's very unfortunate. Like I said before, I understand how it feels because when the NFL gave the city of New York an apology to us that they made the wrong call, and that you're sorry. You don't give a damn about your apology. We were on the one. We were on the 1 yard
line. Stepped on his feet.
8 seconds left. Stepped on mine. Man, look. So I get it. But, you know, it is what it is. But we're going to go ahead.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Step on his goddamn toe.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's going on with this line. I've tried to call into the line as well. The line is down on Locker Room Talk Radio, but I'm not understanding because, once again, I got some people right now who are listening to the show. That's on the line, and I'm looking right at it. And, you know, if you are trying to call in and you can't, like I said, we apologize for the inconvenience. We don't know what the hell is going on. Like I said, my man executive has been trying to call for the past 20 minutes, half hour, and he still can't get on. So I don't know what the deal is, though, but we're going to move through it, man. We're going to keep it moving and keep it pushing. Okay. The Ravens and the Bills, 24-17, man. Lamar Jackson, you know.
Came through it again.
Yeah, man, it was a good game.
Yo,
but, you know,
how many people's ankles is he going to steal this year? Did you see the way this mother... Hey, dog, look, bruh.
Come on, man.
This motherfucker fell flat on his face. Oh, no. Shit. You had him. Damn right.
Man, look, all I know is this. Lamar Jackson
dropped your head for a split second. That son of a bitch was gone.
We discussed this briefly. But Lamar, it wasn't Lamar Jackson's best game in the world. However, I still believe even at 16-25 at 45 yards. 3 touchdowns and an interception. Yeah, he threw a pick, but he had a rating of 102.5. You know, but he also had
3 touchdowns. You know, that's like a motherfucker.
Exactly. So, you know, but this goes back to what we were talking about before. He not running the ball enough. And this is why I was telling you yesterday when you said, as far as Mark Ingram, you know, he had 15 carries for 50 yards. He averaged 3.3 yards a carry. Now, usually people will say between 3.2 to 3.5 is usually the average. So he was about 0.2, 0.1 off the average. But my thing is, at the end of the day, like I said before, you know, if he, just like you said about New England, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, they should have run the ball more. You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at the Baltimore Ravens game. If they had ran the ball more, maybe they might have been up by a bigger margin. But, you know, the thing is that I just don't know that
it
would have needed
that Buffalo defense.
Right. I'm not sure. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, man, but this goes back to what a lot of people were saying. You know, this is This is a Buffalo defense, man, who's in the top five. And, yo, Lamar Jackson, he did his thing, man. And so it goes to show you, man, that this dude can get it done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He can get it done. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I don't know. But, hey, ladies and gentlemen, I got my man, Q Drakeford, man, who's texting me, man. You know what? I'm going to read this out here, man, and I'm going to omit a couple of things, though. But, hey, Professor, executive said, you know, that some people in this camp, man, found a way to listen to it, but it took forever because the shit... on the site is outdated and slow to the motherfucker. Hey, yo, Blog Talk, man. Look, I already talked to the executive, man, about certain personal things, though, but at the same time, man, look, this is unacceptable. I got people, man, that's trying to call into the show. They want to talk some shit that, you know, and all that good stuff, and you really ruined it for me. I just wanted to put you out there. But executive also said that, you know, we're speaking facts about the blown calls. Refs is a piece of shit. But, you know, that's from a certain player. You know what I'm saying? That's in the National Football League. I don't have permission to use his name, but a certain NFL player said we are speaking facts about the blown calls, but the refs are still pieces of shit. But at the end of the day, player, I'm with you, man. Sometimes the refs are pieces of shit, though, man. But I really wish I was able to have you on the line, man, so we can have a conversation about it. But, and, also, executive did say that, that a certain somebody that's with him, I'm not going to put his name out there because he probably doesn't want people to know that, he's not on the show. But, he said that me and Professor are speaking the truth and I still ain't got no hair. First of all, let me tell you something, man. Okay? Let me tell you something, okay? Because I already know who the hell he's talking about. And
I know
you, man, that's some dirty, that's right. That's some dirty shit, son. That's some dirty shit. And guess what? After this show, you need to be calling me on my phone.
Where
you
the
need
fuck
to
is your facial hair?
This person needs to call me on my cell phone and needs to have a one-on-one conversation with me because you keep talking about my hair, man. You can at least call a brother and say it directly to him. You understand what I mean? And you got me discombobulated, man. I'm just letting you know. But it's all good. It's all fun. But ladies and gentlemen, for those
who are you talking about me?
Huh? No. He's not talking about B. No, he's not talking about B. No. No, executive is with a certain someone up in Philly. But like I said, we're not going to discuss who he's with because at the end of the day, we didn't get permission to play on the radio show who he's with because some people, you know what I'm saying, might not want to be put out there like that. Executive is texting us, man, because they can finally hear the show. He wanted me to tell you, Professor, that this certain person said, don't worry about his goddamn facial hair, so you worry about your own shit.
God damn it. God damn it.
But, once again, for those that can listen to the show, man, once again, we definitely apologize.
Hey, Q, I don't know who the motherfucker is. No honey but a cornbread for them. Shit.
I know that's right. But 858-777-8433 is number if you can get through. That's the number to call into the show. And, we're going to go ahead and talk about this playoff picture, son. I got to. I'm going to come back to this, the 49ers Saints game, you know what I'm saying? But I got to get to this playoff picture scenario, okay? With the Ravens winning yesterday, they finally got the first seed, which puts the Patriots in the second seed in the AFC. The Steelers are the sixth seed. The Bills are the fifth seed. The Texans are the fourth, and the Chiefs are the third. Professor X Factor, I got to go to you because I know you talk about me and how much I hate on the damn Patriots, but now I got to get on your ass a little bit about you hating on these damn Steelers. Steelers Nation, if you're listening to the show, the Steelers are 8-5. Now, I did predict the Steelers will win the division at the beginning of the season, and then my prediction was real grim. It looked very grim. Everybody on this show was on my ass, like flies on shit. They was like, yo, I told you that they wasn't going to be division leaders, and they're still not, because the Ravens got that on lock. However, they still not going to make the playoffs. So, and I got to give, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to give the floor to Professor. People who don't like the Steelers, that's all well and fine. But one thing you can't do it, and you can't ignore it, and you got to give them somewhat credit. You ain't got to throw a parade. Like I said, we was talking about somebody else keeping America great again. But you ain't got to throw a parade. But you have to give credit that this man, Mike Tomlin, this man, Mike Tomlin, was put in a predicament, and he made the best of a bad situation. This dude had no starting quarterback. He has no Lev Bell. He has no Antonio Brown. He don't know who the hell his quarterback going to be from game in to game out. He don't know who the hell his number one receiver is, because at the end of the day, no disrespect to you, Juju, you ain't been doing what you're supposed to be doing this season. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But
we're hot, huh? Ain't that what the book I said?
Hey, man, that's what you said, son.
I don't
give
a fuck how much you smile and how much the fans like, boy, you ain't shit.
Hold on, Professor. But the Steelers are 8-5, and they are the last seed. I'm going to give you the floor.
Matter, because they're going to lose two out of the last three games that they get.
Really?
They're going to lose the Buffalo, and they're going to lose the Buffalo, and they're going to lose the Baltimore. They'll beat the Jets. They should beat the Jets.
Okay.
They're going to lose to Baltimore, and they're going to lose to Buffalo. So, they're going to finish at 9-7. Just go ahead and expect it.
Okay.
They're going to be 9-7 at the end.
Okay, but check this out, though. Okay, now, let me see here.
Who are the teams in the hunt?
Yeah, and that's what I'm about to do, son. So check this out. The Bills' last remaining games, okay? The Bills' last remaining games are they play the Steelers.
They got to play the Jets. They play the Jets on the last week of the season.
Okay. Again, they got the Patriots and the Jets, okay? Now the Texans, they have – next game is the Titans. They play the Bucks, and then they play the Titans again. Now, the reason why I bring these two teams up, because, hell, the Texans just lost to who yesterday? Who did they just lose to yesterday? A team that they had no business losing to. You know what I'm saying? Denver. They lost to Denver. Denver put a 38 on their ass.
The Buffalo game.
I'm sorry?
That's what's going to hurt them. The Buffalo game is going to hurt Pittsburgh. That game is going to do more damage to them. That game is going to do more damage to them than the law allows in terms of their final standing in the playoffs. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. Because you say, what happened?
No, I said, come on, son. Hey, just wait, before you even get your explanation, I forgot, hold on, before you go finish your explanation, executive wanted me to let you know, he said, too late, brother. They're eating honey butter cornbread right now. And he sent me a smiley movie face. Just to let you know, son. But go ahead.
So check this out, right? The Buffalo game is going to hit Pittsburgh in the ass something terrible. Now, Buffalo's the fifth seed, right?
Buffalo's the fifth seed.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Pittsburgh is the sixth seed.
Yes.
Right? Who are the teams in the hunt?
The teams in the hunt. Okay, let me go ahead and do that. Get that information for you, brother. The Broncos, the Colts, the Raiders, the Browns, and the Titans. They are
okay.
In the
region. All right. Now check this out. We can just look at one team. Okay.
I already know what you're going to pick.
Just hold on.
Okay.
Cleveland's next game is against the Cardinals. Okay.
Okay.
No. Just listen to me.
I'm listening.
Week 16. Week 16.
Okay.
Week 16, they play the Ravens. At best, the only thing Baltimore can do is split games with Cleveland, because Cleveland blew Baltimore out early in the season. They blew them out.
Gotcha. Okay.
The last game of the season, who does Cleveland play? Let's be here. The fucking Bengals. You know what that leaves Pittsburgh?
In my place,
you know what that leaves Pittsburgh?
Okay. Where does it leave them at?
That leaves them watching Cleveland in the first round of the playoffs. Because, and I'm going to tell you why. Because Pittsburgh is not going to beat Baltimore at all this year. But Cleveland beat them once. And Cleveland split games with Pittsburgh.
Okay.
All Cleveland got to do is just take care of business. Pittsburgh is going home. I know it sucks, Steelers fans, but go ahead and get ready to get that box of tissue the fuck out.
But, okay, get I got a question.
Get your goddamn box of tissue.
Okay, hold on for a second, son. Hold on. First of all, I got a call. I got a call. Let him come through, man. Hold on, man. Hold on. Hold on. Let me just let this caller through. Call it from 856 every year.
Yeah.
Hold on. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name? What you call for? Okay. I don't know what the hell that is.
Goodbye.
Now you're in line. You know what I'm saying? I was like,
goodbye.
Okay.
All that shit. That's what,
all that.
Make America great again. Jeezy.
Whistling Dixie, some shit. What the hell was that, son? I don't
shit
know.
Sound like a damn child's jack in the box.
But Professor, I got to jump on you a little bit, though, son. First of all, let me just say this to you. I get it, man. I get your dislike for the Berg and the whole line. But the
it
Browns
ain't even dislike. That's just common sense. Just look at the
game. Okay, but wait a minute. The Browns are 6-7. The Steelers are 8-5. So even with that being said, I don't even if your scenario was to come to fruition, I just don't know if the Browns would be the team to actually be in that last spot. It would be more the Titans than it would be them.
But it ain't going to be Pittsburgh. It ain't going to be Pittsburgh. That is my point.
Okay.
Just from the standpoint, from a division standpoint alone, just from that division, Pittsburgh going to fuck around and finish third in that division. Just because of the game that they lost to Cleveland and because of the fact that Cleveland is going to do something that Pittsburgh ain't going to do all year, and that is that Cleveland will have beaten Baltimore. Pittsburgh going to be third in the division. It's it ain't but one team from that division going to the playoffs, and that's Baltimore. So everybody else can suck it. Sit at home with your Heinz Ward jersey on. I don't give a fuck. Your ass is going to be at home eating hot wings.
Wait a minute. Okay, so
you're going to be at home eating hot wings. Don't be mad at me. Don't try to call me down now. Damn that shit.
Okay,
so, gonna be at home.
So check this out. So you believe that
I believe Pittsburgh is gonna lose to Buffalo, and I know they're gonna lose to Baltimore. That's what I know. They'll beat the Jets. Ooh, the Jets.
Okay, so let me just I'm afraid to even ask you, but I'm gonna ask you anyway. To what I was talking about earlier, did you give Tomlin any type of credit for what he's done so far, for what he's had? I knew that.
Go down the list and tell me the teams that he's beat.
Okay, Professor, I get that to a degree.
Because you're getting ready to give me excuses.
Okay, check this out. What I'm saying is this. It's not about excuses. What I'm saying is that at the end of the day, when you're down to your third and fourth string, first of all, if you say they suck, even if they had all their stars, that's what you said earlier. You said they suck then.
That's right.
Okay, that's cool. But at the same time, my thing is this. If they're down to their third and their fourth string, that should even make them worse. And they're still 8-5. Could you stop? What I'm saying to you is this. They played the same teams that the other people in the division played. The Browns play the same play, except for two teams.
I don't care. I want to know who they. Oh, never mind. Never mind.
I don't know. You want me? Okay, we're going to look it up.
Look it up.
The same teams that Steelers play.
Okay, so
the Browns play. The Steelers play too. because they're in the same division. So I don't know who they are off the top of my head. What I'm saying to you is that they're the same teams because every division plays the same division. Whatever division that they play that
year. I get that.
Okay.
So they week two, or there ain't no sense in looking at that. They lost that game. Okay, week three.
Okay.
I skipped week one because we know they ain't going to beat New England. They can't.
Right.
Week one, week three, okay. I'm sorry, week three now.
Mm-hmm.
Before we find a win, I think. Oh, no, I'm sorry. They didn't win
in
week three. Okay. So I'm just going through the motions here. Going through the motions. Week four, because I don't think they won till week four.
Okay.
Let's see. Week four. Come on. Come on with it. Come on with it. Come on with it. Come on with it. Come on,
I'm
with it.
I'm going to help you out, brother.
So,
I'm going to help you out.
Yeah, because I'm trying to drive and do the shit at the same time. That's why I asked you what I asked you. You giving me a long storyline. I ain't asked you for that shit. Just
man,
tell me what the
hell man, Hey, man.
They beat up the first game that they won was against the Bengals. Congratulations.
Okay.
You beat the fucking Bengals. Week five. Let's go to week
five.
The whole
division beat the Bengals. But, okay, I got what you're saying, but okay.
Week five. Oh, they lost to Baltimore, 26-23. All right. No, you don't get a consolation prize because it was a close game. Sorry. Week six. No, because I want everybody to see what we're trying to give Mike Tomlin all this credit for. Oh, you beat the Chargers, the 5-8 Chargers. Congratulations. Week seven. Because I'm tired of hearing the bullshit. And it ain't about hate. It's about the fucking numbers and about who you beat. Don't talk to me when you beat the Chiefs. Talk to me when you beat a New England. Talk to me when you beat Baltimore. But don't try to talk me to death because you beat all of the bottom tier teams in the league. Fuck out of here. Week seven.
You're upset.
Goddamn
okay.
It. Week seven. Week seven. Week seven, they had a bye. Week 8, who did you beat?
They beat week 8, I'm going to do it for you. I got it right here. Week 8, they beat Miami. Week 9,
Week 9.
Okay, they beat Indianapolis week 9. The Colts, week 9. They beat the Chargers.
Ooh.
No, whoa. No. Hold on. They beat the Chargers and they beat the Rams. So the first one was the Chargers.
Everybody's been beating the Rams this year.
Okay. Wait. Well, week 10, they beat the Rams. Okay. They lost against Pittsburgh. We all know with the helmet situation. And they beat, again, Cincinnati.
They lost against Cleveland.
Then they beat Cleveland. Week 13.
Yeah.
Then they beat.
Congratulations.
Okay, now wait a minute, Professor. You can't congratulate now all of a sudden beating Cleveland.
I'm just going off what everybody talks. In 1 minute, in one breath, the Cleveland Browns are not what they should be based on what's on the roster. And the next breath, they beat Cleveland. No, you got to give them credit.
I'm not saying I'm giving them credit based on
the credit that everybody wants to give the Browns. So they beat the Browns. All right, congratulations. Just split games with the Browns. Who else did they beat? Who else did they fucking beat?
Brother,
stop stalling. Who did they beat?
Hey, I'm not, look, first of all, man, what you're not going to do is talk to me like that because I ain't stalling nothing. I just told you that.
Okay, all right, here we go. Because they didn't beat no fucking body worth a fuck. That's why we stalling. Nobody, what the fuck? And I'm going to tell you you're stalling because that these motherfuckers is trying to give Mike Tomlin credit for beating a bunch of teams that could have lost to a college team this year.
Hey, man.
Please miss me with it.
Look, all I'm saying is this, brother. This is all I'm saying.
They beat one top-tier contender this year, not one.
But guess what? And that's fine. But guess what? My thing is this. And this is why I keep saying what I keep saying. If it's one thing, and I'll be with you.
They're down to their third straight quarterback, and they got a bunch of injuries.
Like I'm going to say it again. I'll be with you if they were at full strength. But since they're not, they should be losing by a margin. I mean, they should be getting blown out every damn week. But for some reason, they're not. And I'm not sitting here saying
that doesn't matter. I get it. I get what you're saying. What I'm telling you is what I've been saying the whole time. They ain't beat not one team that's worth a fuck this year. Not one, Gary Ward Jr. Not one. Hey, now, if you want to get a motherfucker credit and blow smoke up his ass,
hey, man,
because he's a black coach, I guess.
I get it. It's empty calories, brother. I get it. I'm not even disputing that. All I'm saying is that at the end of the day, if you don't have your full roster, right now they should be what you say. They should be 0-13.
I'm gonna tell you why I don't give them credit for not having a full roster. Because according to Mike Tomlin's own work, well, next man up.
Okay.
So next man up, right? All right. Well, you winning, you won some games against some bum ass teams. That's what the fuck you supposed to do, based upon your own mantra in post game interviews. Well, next man up, with your eyes wide open, all wide like the hound. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. You have not. I'm gonna say this again. Glaze over what the fuck I said. For you to try to reiterate the point that you've already made to me. I know that everybody hurt. I know they're down to the third string quarterback. And at the end of the day, you know what else I know? I know they still haven't beat a single contending team. They ain't beat one. All right. They haven't beat one contender this year. That's the end of the
You don't agree with me. And that's okay. You don't hear me.
Okay. Because I'm trying to make my point doesn't mean I don't agree. I just agreed with you. I just said I understand everybody's hurt. But I also understand that they have not beat one contending team this year. So, no, I'm sorry. Please forgive me if I'm not able to just sing the praises of Mike Tomlin for beating the Jets or beating the Dolphins. I'm so sorry.
I got you.
Please
I got
assist
you.
Me with this bullshit. They beat the Dolphins.
I got you.
Are we fucking serious? What are we talking about? God damn. No, because I'm going to tell you what I'm tired of, right? I'm going to tell you what I'm tired of. Now, if somebody else beats the Dolphins, oh, man, don't be trying to. If the Cowboys had beat the Dolphins and Cowboys fans started talking shit, as a Giants fan, you know what you would have said? You ain't beat nobody but the fucking Dolphins.
Bro, I never sat here and argued with you about who they beat. I never did that.
I'm not saying you did. I'm making a point. It has nothing to do with what you said to me.
And I said to you, you are correct. They are the Dolphins. The Dolphins are no one. All I'm saying, again, just like you reiterate yours, I'm going to reiterate mine. At the end of the day, with the other team that don't have third and fourth and fifth starters, like you said, they should. You said next
who
man
the
up. I'm with you. No, I'm saying you said
who
next man up. You said next man up. I'm with you. I am with you. I don't know who that quarterback is. Was it Fitzpatrick? I think it is.
Oh, Fitzpatrick. Oh, okay. Yeah, because he's awesome. Because it's not like we're talking about a team that's playing with some great disadvantage
against. I didn't say that. I hear you.
I'm not saying that you said that, bro. That's not what I said. Okay. I haven't even implied it. I'm making a point that has nothing to do with what you said. I understand what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying. Yes. They had quarterbacks hurt. They down to the third string. But they weren't really down to the third string. They were really just down to Mason Rudolph and chose not to let him play against the Browns because they were scared he was going to get his ass whipped.
Right out of here.
We're going to call it, let's call it like what the fuck it is. Mason Rudolph is their second string quarterback.
You do. Right. I agree with that.
He's the second string. They're not down to the third string. Ain't nothing wrong with Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, his shit wrong with him. He didn't want that smoke. I agree with that.
He just didn't want to get fucked up. He knew Cleveland was going to come out and play buddy ball against their ass if he walked his ass on that field. Don't tell me he hurt, but he on the sideline in full uniform. Fuck out of here. You ain't fooling nobody. You scared to get that white boy hurt.
Yeah.
You scared to get him hurt. So they play against Fitzpatrick as quarterback. They play against the Rams. They beat the Rams. But then this is not the same Rams team that went to the Super Bowl.
It's not like I can really
give them a bunch of credit in that regard. Yes, yeah, the Rams, but we already know that the Rams ain't the same. We
got to get up out of here, man. First of all, I want to thank my brother, Professor X Factor. You know, so he's going to need some Excedrin by the time the show is over.
You're welcome. I hope everybody was taking notes. If you put the wrong answer on your test, I'm a failure.
Out. I want to give a shout out to my man, Executive Chef Drew Draper, man. He up there fully doing his thing, man. Hey, once again, I apologize for the inconvenience, man. We don't know what
conference call.
Hey, man, with this situation, though. And for those that are with him, I'm saying we thank you for listening to the show, man, and hopefully one day to have you on the show. And I'll make sure you tune in this Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is Coach Gary Roy Jr., a.k.a. All Day, signing off. And remember, it's never goodbye. It's always see you later.
Congratulations on beating non-contenders.